This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 9th of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Hannah-Hasty-Tynes-Green. Welcome to the show. Tomorrow is Independence. A lot of us are going to wake up on the 11th, hungover from the parties. But the party's not done because Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel and car and luggage and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Well, good morning. We got lots to talk about this morning. Let me start off by saying, listen, if you're in Andrus right now at the 31st All Andrus Regatta, give us a call on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. That's the toll-free line for Family Island callers. The 31st All Andrus Regatta is taking place from the 9th to the 12th of July, 2026, Morgan's Bluff. And the one and only Johnny K going to be performing at this year's event. Here's something else to do this holiday weekend. Tomorrow, the St. Barnabas Anglican Church Women, the ACW, is hosting an old school independence holiday party, right? I'm so excited about this because what I've been talking about all week, how do we independence and how do we ensure that young people understand what it means to independence, what it means to celebrate Bahamian independence. So St. Barnabas Church Women hosting the old school independence holiday party. That's tomorrow, Friday, the 10th of July, 2026, 12 noon to 5 p.m., St. Barnabas Church grounds. And listen, it's a $25 entry fee, right? But you get your choice of a hot dog or hamburger or a slam bam sandwich. I figure it could be like an adult slam bam sandwich. You get lemonade and water. You get a party bag. And you get free entry to all the games that they are hosting and playing at the event. There will also be traditional Bahamian and traditional independence food available for sale at the old school party. Listen, I believe they're going to have hula hoop and hoopla. I believe they're going to have hula hoop and hoopla at this event. And I want to beg for a bouncing castle. You know, I want to beg for a bouncing castle, but that ain't really old school Bahamian independence party. But I'll take one. I'll take one if I could get it. That's again tomorrow, Independence Day, 12 noon to 5 p.m., St. Barnabas Church grounds. Like I say, I'm excited because this community has, you know, they've been thinking about it and they wanted to create a space specific, you know, especially for families and church community to celebrate, create a space for us to commemorate collectively what it means to be free. Also, I want to say thank you to St. Barnabas hosting, allowing us, the Hanahasty Tynes Association, to host a small reception for our cousin, Carl E. Hasty Jr. and his family. He's in a quick visit to town. Now, some of you may not know who Carl E. Hasty Jr. is. Well, in the United States of America, they don't call him Jr. They call him Carl E. Hasty, 100th Speaker of the New York State Assembly, first African-American appointed to serve in that capacity. He was first elected to the Assembly in the year 2000, and he assumed the speakership on February 3rd, 2015. His district is the 83rd Assembly District, covering areas like Co-op City and Edenwald. That's for people who are familiar with New York. This gentleman is just a phenomenal example of what the Bahamian spirit can do in the right environment with the right resources. But more importantly, sometimes the right environment isn't the best environment, but it's the one that causes us to forge and commit ourselves to our plan and our journey. I want to say once again, thank you to the Hanahasty Tynes Association and family for organizing and attending the event. Thank you to Lady Sharon Wilson, right, for insisting we remember, right? She brought the idea to us and said, hey, cousin is in town and he'd love to meet up. It was a wonderful night. It was a wonderful night. And we got to meet some young Hasty cousins. So thank you, St. Barnabas. I got a caller on the... Caller. So a little bit of housekeeping before we get into today's show. I got a message from Abaco. Again, the toll-free number for Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. I was told, I'm waiting on a boat to come from Abaco, right? Waiting on a boat, and the boat is delayed, so I'm trying to figure out why the boat is delayed. Apparently, and I'm still waiting for confirmation, apparently a boat has run aground in the channel leading to Marsh Harbor, and they're waiting on a barge to move it. In the meantime, cost-effective and efficient move people, services, and goods is just delayed, frustrated, mashed down. Got to get these systems working properly. See, like people are going to say, well, accidents happen, hey? First of all, accidents don't just happen. Accidents are the result of a lack of planning, a lack of preparation, a lack of maintenance, a lack of focus and attention, critical thinking, and spatial awareness. That's why accidents happen. But when we know that accidents will happen, we have systems to minimize as much as possible, right, the detriment, the damage, the harm, the negative consequence. That's why systems are so important. I ain't finished yet, but let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I miss you. Let's try that again, callers. So here's what, I got a couple topics. The Bimini Fire, Kalina Insurance, this headline, I think we're going to start here. Government launches program to promote safer roads. Now, the headline alone is troubling. I'm going to read through the article and see if that's what the minister said. If the minister said that they're going to launch a program to promote safer roads, the Ministry of Transport, Road Traffic Department, and Royal Bahamas Police Force have joined forces to promote safer roads through the launch of the One Life Too Many Road Safety Campaign. The initiative aims to encourage responsible driving, greater awareness, and compliance with the rules of the road in an effort to help reduce traffic-related deaths across the country. The campaign was launched after the tragic deaths of five young, and we're going to go to page six. people who were involved in a car accident on Shirley Street. Minister of Transport Leon Lundy said that no one deserves to receive that call. Quote, just over a week ago on a quiet Sunday morning, four young women, mostly from Cat Island, lost their lives on Shirley Street, he said during the launch at the office of the Prime Minister. That same morning, a young woman in Grand Bahama, the following day a young man in Abaco, and a few hours later another young man in Nassau. Quote, they were sons and daughters, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, classmates. Their families are still, it's beautiful, but I'm skipping past it. And across our family islands, from Abaco to Andrus, from Eleuthera, communities have stood at gravesides. This is important, I'm skipping past it. Quote, no report, no briefing, no statistic prepares you for the sound of a family's heartbreak, close quotes. I am so upset that y'all took the most articulate man in your cabinet to utter this to us in the face of the same tragic deaths that he's talking about. This is just poetry. It's beautiful poetry, but it is just poetry. Officials said there were 65 traffic fatalities in 2025 and 66 in the previous year. For the year so far, 42 traffic fatalities were recorded in over 6,000 road. I may be on a spectrum or two. I've been watching this pattern unfold for years now. For years. The pattern is obvious to anybody who wants to see it, who practices empathy, right? But Sunday the 28th of June is when y'all got these bright ideas. Lundy said community support is essential. I want y'all to note, nothing has been said. Nothing has been said about how we're actually going to promote safer roads, right? Stick a pin. But we don't want to promote safer roads. We want to create safer roads. You notice the difference? We can get back into the article. Lundy said community support is essential. Quote, we will partner with corporate Bahamas on sustained campaigns against speeding, drinking, and driving, and phone use behind the wheel because we understand that businesses can reach audiences that government cannot. Close quotes, he said. That's amazing. Did you think that businesses could reach audiences that government cannot? The businesses can't even reach their own staff. I would like to say good morning to PHA. Perhaps you should ask the young gentleman who y'all have driving the little mashup van, the little white mashup van with PHA on it. You should ask him if he knows. Ask him if he knows what the speed limit is on Market Street. Ask him if he knows that if he is breaching multiple traffic rules in a government car, that he should not be glaring menacingly at people who are just stunned. Like, you see the look on my face. I'm stunned that you would whip a government vehicle out of a side road on Market Street with no intention of stopping, to be upset that you couldn't just whip into the next car was there. I want to say good morning to Executive Coffee and the person in your van in the Oaksfield area, Boyd Road area, that decided that they were just going to cut over in front of all the traffic, breach the intersection, so that they could get in the right lane to go about their business. But Mr. Lundy, you think it's the corporate and commercial drivers that are going to give you a good chance at reaching audiences? Man, go back to Andrus. And don't come back till you get your visa to come to Nassau. Because this is just a waste of time. I mean, we are more than halfway through the article, you know. Quote, I know some will ask about stronger penalties, speed cameras, and changes to our laws. Everything is on the table, but nothing is on the street. Everything is on the table for administration after administration. We're going to continue. Caller, let's stick a pin. Good morning, caller. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, happy pre-independence, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The problem is with this whole thing with the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
The roads actually will not solve the problem because the roads really aren't the problem. The problem is that we have a problem with aggressive driving and distracting while driving. So fixing the roads and the repair of the roads will actually worsen the problem. You know why? Because now people have better roads to speed.
You see Burnett Road, right? As soon as they finished paving Burnett Road turned into a speedway.
All right.
I hear you.
So the road itself isn't the problem.
No.
Human error is the problem.
Listen, enforcement. Human error is the problem on one side. Enforcement is the problem on the other side. I want to say thank you for your call. You made a very important point. I'm going to take one more call before I go back to the article. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Aaron, like you indicated, human error is also enforcement because you need human to enforce what the other humans were breaking the law. Right? All right. So we need our roads to be fixed, right? And we need our roads to be fixed. But the roads are very important problem. But the only thing, like all of us then know, is that we are in a country where our leaders or people in authority do not believe in doing their jobs. They rather pray about it. They rather sing about it. But when it comes to actually doing what is necessary, right, they're not interested in that. So once we, as citizens, prepare to continue down this road, that's where we can end up on that same roundabout, and then we go right back down the break until we are no more. But Aaron, final thing, right? Inside Andrews, because I'm from Andrews, right? My family, them tell me, say, the member of parliament for Andrews building
a Chicchani hatchery?
A crab statue.
Okay.
Right? The crab statue should have been, a complement after we had fixed the seawalls. Right, and some of those bridges would are dilapidated.
Right, and
one way.
Then you put the crab up.
Then you put the crab up.
I with you.
And then we could have had some. We could have had proper ambulance and met. We even could have invest in another clinic because the clinic would they move from in the middle and take it almost to the end. And if you have to come from north to go south, you can be dead before. I don't think no ambulance there to get you from north to south anyhow. But the member of parliament is busy building a crab statue, and I believe he is doing that so that he could certify the my people in Andres. Y'all are nothing but crabs, man. I love a nice day.
Blessings. Let's one more caller. Good morning, caller. Morning.
Yeah, I'm going to make this one very quick. Firstly, by now, they should have connected North Bimini and South Bimini with a bridge. Because I was there, and then this is the ferry, and that's not a great distance. The geniuses have figured that out. But I want to say this, right? In my years of observation, because I was driving from when I was in high school, Mommy used to lend me the car, so sometimes I used to drive to school. So I've seen a lot. And so what I'm afraid for is that since the implementation of the dual carriageways, right? If they really know how to solve these problems, I heard the thing, I couldn't wait for you to come on, but I wanted to share this, you know. My observations, the greatest problems with the traffic is what you've been emphasizing that's really enforced in the States, not stopping at the stop signs on the corners, right? So you could orientate yourself, give an estimation of how fast the vehicle is going. People, they come out, poke out, protrude into the right of way, allow you to, cause you to swerve away in a dual carriageway system. That's very appalling. It causes accidents. Another thing that they, drinking rum and driving, right? And then the cell phones. People are actually turning left and right and coming out of these corners without stopping with the cell phones in their mouth, especially the females, and they're looking at the face, you know. So I thought those are the three things. Another thing, too.
Hold on.
I'd like to hear your opinion on this.
Hold on. Stick a pin. It's something you said, like the first thing that you said, right? The problem is that people don't think, or they are convincing themselves that there's nothing wrong with what they're doing, right?
Yes, of course. But
But
the lady also made a problem that the eastbound lane off Blue Hill, they clogged that to go north. So they don't care if you have to turn to go east.
No, they don't care.
But another problem is, I find very disturbing is now, I guess, this may be hard to enforce, but they need to book people for not signaling because you have introduced a dual carriageway. So if you want to change lanes, you should signal. Now, I don't know about turning, but it should be extra hard. The bus or the imbeciles not signaling when they're turning. But for you to change lanes half-heartedly without signaling It's like you're inviting, and they're making speeds, et cetera. I thought it was very offensive to just change lanes, like somebody's supposed to
listen,
know you about the change lanes, hence predictive driving.
Offensive is beyond the point. Let me tell you all something. I don't have many friends, and I ain't got no children, so I can live a lonely life, right? I don't trust a person who don't use their turn signal. Let me tell you what I mean. I don't trust that you could do your job properly. That may sound harsh, right? It sounds very harsh, doesn't it? Very harsh. But the truth is, you shouldn't trust someone who does not use their turn signal when they drive. You shouldn't trust that they know how to do their job. You shouldn't trust that even if they know how to do their job, they could do it properly. You shouldn't trust it. And you should reach the point where you look at your friends and you say, hey, you are becoming suspect to me. I don't know if I could leave my children in your care because you don't use turn signals when you're driving. See, because the alternate is this, and I think the alternate is even worse to say out loud, which is this. You don't use your turn signal. I don't need you to use it, you know, because I already know you're a moron by the way that you're driving. A turn signal is an indicator, and when you don't use it, it indicates something as well. But I don't need it. I could already tell, by the way, that you're better than that. I could tell what it is you are actively doing in your vehicle, which is not driving. You're just sitting behind the wheel operating your cell phone. See, this morning I got a call from a listener on my private line. It's okay. I appreciate this call. The driver says, yesterday evening, they were heading back from out west. I think they were on East Bay Street at the Montague Light, crossing from East Bay to Eastern Road. And a vehicle came down from Village Road, it appears, straight through the light, came down to the Montague intersection, did not stop, did not slow down, and turned left at the entrance to Montague Beach to head towards Harbor Bay. At about 60 miles per hour, the caller said, at 9:50 p.m. And the caller said, this is the second time they have encountered this at that intersection on East Bay Street in front of the beach. And I'm trying to say to him, this is expected because Police Security Intelligence Branch sits directly opposite Montague Beach. And every day, you witness Vietnam with the young people to see. I can say foolishness. Driving out of the entrance. How you drive out the entrance? How you exit from the entrance immediately across from the police with no fear of penalty, no fear of getting a ticket? You know why? Because you know you could get away with it. We're going back to the article, and then we're going to go to the text line. Quote, I know some will ask about stronger penalties, speed cameras, and changes to our laws. Everything is on the table. Quote, we are studying what has worked in other jurisdictions and consulting with stakeholders, and any measure we bring forward must be practical, enforceable, and focused on saving lives rather than simply generating penalties. That's the part there, enforceable. See, Mr. Lundy, you're speaking as a member of the executive. But with your other mouth, you speak as a member of the legislature. And the PLP have a supermajority, so they could pass any legislation they want to pass. They could do it to us. They could do anything to us. They could treat us like how some of y'all is treat your wives, right? Pass enforceable laws if they wanted to. Listen, and focused on saving lives rather than simply generating penalties. Let me tell y'all a story. This morning on my way to work, I witnessed 3 or 4 cars run the stop sign at Collins Avenue onto Shirley Street. 3 or 4 cars, right? Which I found amazing because the traffic is blocked up, right? They ran nonetheless. Immediately ahead of the line of traffic, there's a police roadblock. Not at Collins Avenue where they observe that behavior and police do the same thing all the time. No, that's not where they were. They were ahead of that. See, if they had been at Suntee Corner, they would have witnessed what was almost a 4-car pileup. Because some fool decided he's just going to run the stop sign and poke his truck into the road so he could turn down Williams Court. They could have been there collecting buko tax dollar, buko money, plenty money. But no, let me go back to the article. Quote, our work also honors the United Nations Decade of Action for Road Safety, which calls on every nation to cut road deaths and serious injuries in half by 2030. And we in 2026, which means that the decade started in 2020. The decade started in 2020, and this is the first time that anybody associated with traffic, transport, road traffic, and the police has mentioned this. The reporters could capture it if you mentioned something big like that. This is the first time. 4 years left in the decade. The Bahamas intends to do its part, and this campaign is how we begin, close quotes. He continued, quote, every traffic officer and every emergency room doctor know a truth I must share with you. Quote, the most important safety device on any road is the judgment of the person behind the wheel. Government can build the pavement, quote, but only you can slow down, put the phone away, and hand the keys to a sober friend, close quotes. Let me rephrase that. You know your government ain't doing nothing to make the road safer. You know your government ain't doing nothing to make the hospital better. You know you don't have the type of social security system that can really support you properly with the proper quality of life in case of injury. So knowing all of these things, why y'all still on this road doing foolishness? Just because you see a magistrate do it, just because you see a police do it, just because you see a senior member of government do it, don't mean you allowed to do it. This article is the most offensive thing. These statements from the minister are the most offensive thing on the day before independence, where we know we have how many deaths for the year so far? 42? We have 42 traffic fatalities for the year so far. This is so offensive. I don't want to live here no more because it's not safe on the road. And y'all know it's not safe, and you're not doing anything real to protect people. You're just getting paid and producing poetry. That's it. Nothing. Every single government means we must forgive, we must forgive. Yeah, we're going to forgive the driver, but we're not going to forgive you for your dereliction of duty. I done lost too many friends on this road. Call, I'm so sorry. I was just about to transition. Let's go to the text line. Here we go. Good morning. I heard that too, Texter, but I can't say it on air. The problem is selling driver's licenses to people who do not know how to drive. At this point, buy the disc on the car and still not know how to drive. So how do roadblocks help? Potholes in the road is a huge, huge problem. Do you see them fixing roads all over the place? No. These demons only care about money. I mean, they're not demons. I wonder if all of us right now are earthlings, but I don't know if they're demons. They only care about money. Deaths, crime, and church is big money. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning. Hey, what's up, man?
Everything's good. How you doing?
Hey. Yes, what I say can sound a little off the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this administration won't do nothing about these traffic incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe to a certain extent they are facilitating it. And here's why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember during the campaign, those motorcades, mm-hmm. all those motorbikes and four-wheelers were up and down the place
mm-hmm.
with no helmet on, no kind of safety gear.
Not following the rules?
You're saying any police roadblocks or any police chasing them or any police stopping them?
No, in fact, when there was
the PLB candidates
mm-hmm.
was right there facilitating them. And went so far was on a four-wheeler with no helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect nothing happen. I don't expect for them to enforce the road laws. Now, what's going to happen whenever something happens? They're going to get on the press and the headlines and do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of actual enforcement,
mm-mm.
no, I don't see it because they facilitate it and they encourage people to do it during the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, that's just my take on it. I don't see them doing anything about it.
Man, nothing that we can see with our eyes suggests that they're serious about it. Nothing.
And, you know, and if we could touch base with that fire in Bendy yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go on.
the same administration who was in power last time. Administration is the same one who's in power now.
Mm-hmm.
Same prime minister. Mm-hmm. Same deputy leader. Mm-hmm. Same deputy prime minister. So nothing has changed. That fire just happened a couple of years ago in Bimini.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
What happened since then?
Nothing. No, where are the fire resources? Where are the specialized fire resources for Bimini and right? Because of the way that the homes are constructed. Like, where's town planning? Where's town planning?
Not just town planning. These are easy fixes, low-hanging fruit. You don't even need a fire truck. You could get a one of those trailers where they have lawnmower stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
You could put your portable pump. You could put your water tank. You could even get your fire pumps and run them out to the sea.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many small things you could do to help these small islands. But they won't get no front page, get no headlines from it. That's why it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
It's not going to happen. You know, and these fire victims, they're going to probably house them for a week or two. And after that, these people are going to be on their own. They ain't going to get no assistance to rebuild their homes or rebuild their lives or rebuild their business. So mm-hmm. all of it is just smoke and mirrors. And I'm sorry to say this, but I can't blame the people because this is who you voted for. You mm-hmm. saw what happened in the last administration. What makes you think something's going to change now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Thank you.
I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Listen, thank you very much for your contribution today. Let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to go back to the text. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, Ms. Green, you're talking about the road, but you know what I hate? But one thing I hate in particular, people who drive, mm-hmm. is when they cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when I'm approaching a corner, and someone is coming from my left, and they want to turn across me into the corner where I'm at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm observing them. And if I don't apply brakes before I reach the end of the corner, they'll hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're cutting across my lane to turn the corner. People need to stop cutting. They need to learn how to turn the corner properly.
Let me make a specific point. Hold on. Let me make a specific point. They are actually driving like they drive in the U.S. When you drive on the right, they're corner short. It's like they driving on the right-hand side of the road. Almost, right? It's like
this is
muscle memory from when you used to drive in the States, in a place where you drive on the right-hand side of the road. It's so obvious, which means it's so easy to fix.
But, Ms. Grant, what if they never drive in the U.S.?
I don't know.
but what I was about to say, too, is mm-hmm, like you tell people to say that, how we say sometimes, like when we're talking about our police officers, employment, we say they come from us, as if we are not excusing their behavior, but we are saying we have to understand that they come from us, so we shouldn't expect too much from them, I guess that's what they're saying, you know what I mean? but I think that's what it is. These drivers come from us too. And as a people, we are inconsiderate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of way. In order for us to change the way we drive and stuff, it's not basically just focusing on the road and how we drive, because the only way you can get them people to drive right on the road right now is if they know they are being watched 24/7 while on the road. That's the mm-hmm. only way they can behave on the road.
And
right?
Then,
but what we need to do, we need to cultivate more consideration in our society. We live in this hyper-individualistic society and everything else. People are inconsiderate. We need to, you know what I mean? We
mm-hmm.
just need to teach people and the children to be more aware, more considerate of their actions.
Spatial awareness and empathy.
Yeah, and those things will transfer in every area of life and everything that they do. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because you can't just get people to act right when you're on the road, because they, you know, is a direct result of the environment that they live in. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, Mom?
So, yes,
but like I said before, people, you all need to stop cutting them corners, man. It's simple. You don't cut the corner, man. Wait till you kind of like pass the corner, then swing the wheel and stay in your lane. Don't cross the other lane to, when you cut them corners. That's very
dangerous and illegal.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, and you can be driving up, but they cut you, and then what that is. I mean, the damage to the car might not be so severe, but the time and then, you know, all that stuff, all
yep.
that, you know what I mean, that could be avoided. You know
yes,
what
sir.
I mean?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the show, Ms. Green. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
And enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely. You too as well. See, I'm looking at this headline, Smith BPA members may not provide medication without insurance. Right? Quote, under the headline, the tagline, we will not mandate whether a pharmacy should fill a prescription or not, but individual pharmacies will have to make that decision. According to Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association President Dr. Marvin Smith, if insurance coverage provided by insurer Colina Insurance Limited to hundreds of public sector workers has not resumed, his members would find it difficult to provide medications for persons left uninsured. This headline is interesting to me because I thought this was resolved. I thought it was resolved. Is it resolved? See, because I could be honest with you, I don't expect the director of communications in the office of prime minister outside of an official press briefing to address this matter. And I don't expect the director of communications in the office of the prime minister outside of an office of the prime minister briefing to address the energy matter either. That ain't your job. That ain't your portfolio. Let the people who are responsible for it speak. It was not a statement crafted by that department or the minister or any of the administration at BPL or who know who the people leading BGC are. We just don't know who holds the 60% that Island Grid Solutions once hold. That's what we don't know, right? Like, it didn't come from any of them. To be honest with you, sir, we don't care what you have to say about the energy. It's all just poetry anyway. But this headline, Smith, BPA members may not provide medication without insurance. Why would he have to say that? Why, like, we know that, right? We know that. Why would he have to say it? Could we have an official statement from the minister responsible and the prime minister on the status of insurance for government workers, public service workers? Because we're going into an Independence Weekend where y'all don't feel the need to moderate people's behavior or their driving, and then your public service workers may not have insurance? Can we have a statement, please? Let's go to the text line. Aaron, while they're at it, they need to have breathalyzers for when these people drink, drive, and go straight in a turning lane when their light is red and mine is green. Then they want to jump out their car reeking of liquor, and the police tell me the breathalyzers are not written into law. Still in court over this from last summer. Yeah, remember, there was an amendment with the breathalyzers in it, and then I told you all, somebody whose name I can't call told me that the reason, and I can't call it because I don't know it, right? It was like, the people them have garbage can and thing? Okay, so the person said the reason why they don't breathalyze people, right, like they're not implementing this, is because if you are the victim, right, if you are the victim, the other driver's accident, and they are found to be intoxicated, that nullifies their insurance. Their insurance is void. I'm going to rely on their insurance to fix you. See, this plantation thinking is hurting my head. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Oh, I got to call you back. But Aaron, why isn't it right? Places like in foreign denying behemoths from renting their cars when they come, if they take in that same type of mental attitude, right? What they doing here in Nassau? Why think it's because there are consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because we in the Bahamas, we know there isn't any consequences for absolutely nothing, especially if you're connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason, because right, if we could see the amount of behemoths on the street of Florida right now, as mm-hmm. we speak, right? And they're obeying every law on that street.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because
they don't want to get locked up.
They are serious consequences. So why can't we adopt simple things, right? But, well, we know why, but I just said it, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we don't want no different. When I say we, the politicians, the leaders, the operators, don't want this country to be no different than it is, because an island with a small as this is, and it's such a chaotic place to be living right now, it only means that, hey, the people responsible for it, this is the way they want it mm-hmm. to be, because if they didn't,
it would be different.
Would be different.
I gotta go. Yeah, man. Chaos, capitalism thrives in chaos. It thrives in chaos. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Ms. Green.
Hi, how are you?
I would like to talk about that $100 million, but before I do, could I just make a statement about cutting corners?
Mm-hmm.
My experience has been persons are in such a momentum what they're trying to do is to avoid hitting the traffic that's oncoming and getting in the corner. So they have to cut in front of you who's sitting at the stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've experienced this in a couple other family islands and in other countries
mm-hmm.
that are unevolved, like we are.
I got you.
Yeah. But what is discouraging is, how do you expect for the public officers and the defense force officers and the whole nine yards, the prison officers, to, when their children are not covered with insurance, this kind of time, and most likely they would probably need it.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, this insurance story is like, that's out of my purview. You know, like, that's sort of out of my scope of expertise. I got a lot of reading and stuff to do on it, right? However, I remember when we had a discussion about the memo leaked from the Police Staff Association indicating that there was issues with their coverage, right? And then the minister came back and said things like, oh, you know, you talk to the right people. Maybe these people don't know what they're talking about. For me, this is important because I could understand if the police been on go slow for the last 20 years, if matters like this keep happening, and then like this is the one time it came to the public, right? Like, I could understand why police are so frustrated that not only are they not enforcing the laws, they break in the same laws themselves. Because you sitting wondering if you have insurance. Anyway, still, you hear what the boy say, it's no place like home. Everybody want to be home, wherever they make their home. We're going to a break, we'll be right back.
So don't treat me like no refugee. Thank the Lord I get a warning. Treat me like no alien. Just to make your country great again.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brass and leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 30 Feet on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Let me tell you something. I love my producer. You see this song, Elkin 360. We all remember when he performed it on ZNS as a part of the song competition for the Golden Jubilee, right? He didn't get anywhere in the official competition, but his brethren, his family, his community came together and said, "Boy, Elkin, we think you got a hit here," and they helped him compose it for production, right? At a production level, and we got a classic, right? And you know what? I am so disappointed that the Independent Secretariat, Celebrate Bahamas Ministry, New Ministry, whatever they call themselves, didn't continue song competition, right? That was one of the best things, even though y'all just mashed the whole thing up, right? Like, y'all actually just frowsied it. Because you had a whole, you didn't let anybody know what the short list was, what the long list or the short list was, and then you didn't even really announce the winner. And then you go and adopt Elkin's song as the independent song, right? Doing a disservice to the people, other people who entered the competition. But you could have carried the competition on. You didn't for the 51st, you didn't for the 52nd, and you didn't for the 53rd. But you know what we have? We have this entity called Mic Check Performance, right? And these by them are doing what the government didn't do, creating a platform for Bahamian artists to highlight what they're doing. And that's how I found that song Home by Ghetto Picnic Sauce. And y'all get to go search Ghetto Picnic Sauce. Now, I can't promise you that all of the songs are palatable for everybody. I haven't heard all of the songs, but I heard about two or three. And despite just some of his lyrics are very powerful and political, right? And I just so impressed by this boy who name is Ghetto Picnic Sauce. I wouldn't know your government name, bro. I wouldn't know your government name. So your auntie could say, "Boy, I hear them talking about you on the radio. You doing good, boy." That's what we all want to hear. You doing good, boy or girl. Good morning, Lady Green. On the eve of the 53rd Independence Day celebration, the citizens of the Bahamas are faced with being overtaxed with additional fees effective 1st of July 2026 and no ambulances and firefighting equipment in the Family Islands. Where are we going as a developing Bahamas? All this progress and dark success. Awake Bahamas and create the right future for our children. Selah 2026 from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Amen. Another text. Hi, Aaron Lundy didn't call you to be a part of that committee. He really should have. The PLP don't call me. Thank God for Una Bailey, hey? Thank God for Una Bailey. And Fort Hill people. Morning, Miss Green. The other day I saw the tourist with his kids in the buggy on the East-West Highway. Didn't stop at the roundabout. Thank God the person on the roundabout stopped. It would have been traffic. Tragic. Man, listen, right here at COB, at UB roundabout, the truck stopped on the roundabout to let the police out. The police was in a no emergency. And the police, like fools, let him do it. As opposed to blowing their horn, putting down their window and saying, sir, do not stop on a roundabout. That is dangerous and can cause an accident. No, they just keep they just go on and drive. Tex, I said to you over a year ago that it looked to me like the police commissioner was being set up for failure to make way for the favored. Here comes Lundy proclaiming that he will make the road safe, something the police commissioner should have ran with from day one. Let's wait and see. I tired of waiting to see the commissioner. I see the commissioner nowhere. Not a word, not a peep. That's why I don't like my commissioner eating cake. And it ain't no Johnny cake neither. A fool was in my rear and was blowing his horn when the sign said merge. I didn't even budge. Like, the government introduced all of these new road markings, all of these new road instructions without telling people what the instructions mean. So you have people just making it up as they go along, which in one sense is not a bad thing because it talks about the spirit of people who won't give up, right? But also you drive in a motor vehicle that's classified in a weapon as a weapon in many circumstances. If you do not know what you're supposed to be doing in your car, park it. Park it. Texter, I can't say that out loud. I may believe you, but I can't say it out loud. Text, you know which texter I talking about. So we are at the end of the show today. Tomorrow is independence. Please practice empathy and spatial awareness. Please, if you're not a drinker, volunteer to be a designated driver for your friends and then remember not to put your cell phone down while you're driving. Adults, put your cell phone down while you're driving. Corporations, the minister is leaning on y'all, expecting y'all to be a model for good driving behavior and a partner in this campaign. But you need to actually make sure that your staff are following the traffic controls. Red plates. Red plates. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to see so many red plates committing so many traffic offenses. And if you want to know why it feels like your country is ripe for pillaging by migrants and foreign direct investors, it's because you continue to act is not worth fighting for or even living for. Migrants and foreigners only do in your country what they are shown they can do. And it's obvious. We are showing all and sundry that we don't care. Now, I know that Bahamians are in a state of psychological crisis, rooted in financial crisis. But you can't let being broke stop you from being an adult. You can't let being broke stop you from being a mature parent. You know why? Because you broke, not broken. You's a Bahamian. You broke, not broken. Please, remember that. You gotta love yourself. Elkin believe. Elkin ghetto picnic sauce believe. Pat Ramen believe. Patricia McCullis, Glinton McCullis believe. All you gotta do is believe in yourself. I believe in me. I love it here. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And don't forget, St. Barnabas Anglican Church Women Old School Independence Holiday Party. Tomorrow, 12 to 5, St. Barnabas Church. Y'all have a great day.
Diamond, pumpkin, west end, Bahamas. Peas and rice and fried fish, Bahamas. Pineapple, pomelo, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.